This episode of TMS is sponsored by American Scandal, taking you deep into the heart of America's dark side to look at what drives cutthroat competitors to succeed at any cost. Listen to American Scandal on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or you can listen 1 week early and ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app. Coming up on TMS, if there's eyelashes, then I'm out.
Someone could be dead, but I was too tired.
11 minutes in heaven.
More manly than I care for.
Shit! In space!
10 lasso.
Gardner retriever.
Nice aspect ratio.
They have their own shirts.
Satan is my vaccine.
Which crew? The Motley one?
We did not go to Dingle.
Nobody knows HR Puffin stuff.
Who set the dogs off? Cups. Cups, cups, cups.
I podcast for the articles.
Tom's Tech Time.
Dunking for paperbacks with Nicole and more on this episode of The Morning Stream.
Want to get some lunch?
Starving.
Me too.
Where do you want to go?
I don't know. I'll eat anything.
There's a great Mexican place like right down the road.
Yeah, no, I don't know. Not
you Mexican. Want Mexican?
No.
Sushi. Sushi's fantastic. Nice and light.
I'm reading all this mercury stuff. I'm scared to get sushi. I can't eat sushi.
How about some Italian? Want to get some pasta?
I don't like to have hot food for lunch.
What about a peanut butter and jelly sandwich?
I don't want bread. I don't want to have bread.
Like a plate with peanut butter and jelly just on a plate with a fork? Well, what do you get so stressed out about this for?
I can't decide.
It's lunch!
I'm gonna make it mine! Get it?
The Morning Stream. Now gluten-free.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to TMS. It's Wednesday, October 13th, 2021. I'm Scott, and that's Brian. Hi, Brian.
Hello, Scott. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine. I didn't sleep great. I had weird dreams. I think they were dreams. They may have been real. I don't know. Here, I'll explain. Let me explain.
All right.
Because this is pretty weird.
Let's see how weird they get, and then we'll decide whether it was a dream or not.
All right. So I was either so tired that I ignored it and did so at my own peril. I don't know. Or it was a dream. But I was sure at about 2:30 in the morning, 3 maybe, that I heard a car crash. Like a bam, just like against a tree or a wall or something, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I was sure that I heard it. But I was so tired.
Didn't it sound like a Hollywood crash as opposed to like when cars really like hit in real life, it sounds like popcorn being made.
Yeah, that's a good question. See, again, at 2:33, I don't know if I'm even like in the right state of mind to even discern it. So
can't
I heard
really
it,
trust anything that happens after 2 a.m.
No, nothing good happens after 2. So I laid there thinking, did I just hear a car crash? Should I be rushing outside to see if somebody's like, you know, wrapped around a tree or something? And I just couldn't be bothered. I just had to keep laying there. So I feel kind of guilty, even though it may have been pure dream, because Kim hears everything and she didn't hear it.
Yeah.
So I think it may have just been
in my... Then that's probably a good sign. Because we were talking yesterday about how Kim's hearing. She's got like super hearing.
Yeah.
So even... Hearing. And is she a light sleeper or a sound sleeper?
Depends on when you check in. Like when we're like late summer, fall weather where it's nice out and you can have
sounds like
windows.
I'm playing a break in. So your wife, light sleeper or sound sleeper?
I feel like I'm getting
cased. Which windows do you typically leave open in the summertime?
Yeah, getting cased here. If there's a lot of little fiddly noises, she can't sleep.
Mm-hmm.
If it's like the sound of, I don't know, Seinfeld trailing off in the distance, she can sleep. For some reason, a TV show that's just sort of on helps her go to bed. So it's all very weird. But she can hear everything, and she can smell everything, and she can see everything. She has great, great senses. All her senses are good. She doesn't see dead people, so no sixth sense. But anyway, I hear this sound, and I just thought, well, should I bolt up and go outside? Like, isn't the nice, right thing for me to do is to see if
everyone was okay, if there really was something, yeah.
And I couldn't get myself out of bed, so I'm either I'm terrible and I didn't respond, or it was a dream. Also, by the way, I looked out around this morning and there's nothing there. So I think it had to have been a dream.
No debris, no...
Nothing.
Yeah.
Zero.
I'd say...
And we would have seen lights and cop lights and all that. We would have seen...
You would have heard
that.
Noises of like tow trucks hauling a bashed up car away and...
Yeah.
ambulance or something if there was somebody hurt, something like that. That had to be a dream.
That's what I was thinking. So I feel a little better about it, but because of the because it felt so real, I just have some guilt about it. I just feel like dreams sometimes will do that to me.
It should just be dream guilt then. Can you make it dream guilt?
Dream guilt. Coming soon to theaters this fall. Dream guilt.
There you go. Exactly.
The hot new Blumhouse production.
Dream guilt.
I keep hearing that we should be subscribing to Shudder because Shudder's like amazing right now and they're really
early. Yeah, your Creep Show is really good.
Aren't there some movies on there right now that are like not...
Well, I imagine, yeah, the Halloween stuff. Like all the loading that they do of that channel. It's like Hallmark Channel in November and December. Shudder does their business in October, probably.
Somebody on Twitter was saying they have like some originals outside of Creepshow that are really good that no one knows about and this sort of stuff. I don't know. I like scary, but I don't know if I want to pay for it.
I think I subscribed to Shudder for like a Film Sack movie we were watching. Mm-hmm. I want to say it was that Christmas slasher movie last year.
Oh,
the Santa Sleigh or whatever it was called.
Right. God, I don't remember that. The name, but I remember the one you're talking about.
Yeah. Anyway, I think I subscribed to Shudder for that, and then I forgot to turn it off for like 6 months, and just recently turned it off after paying for it and never watching a damn thing on there. And so the last thing I want to do is turn it back on for.
Yeah, you don't want to. I don't. No. I'm trying to think of a service where I've done that. I think I'm the worst egregious version of it is where I would not play WoW for like 6 months, and then forget to turn that off or pause it. And then I paid $15
bucks. Yeah, this is my first, right now is the first time since I signed up during Burning Crusade that I don't have a WoW subscription going.
Same. I don't have an active subscription right now.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
And I don't know what's going to, if it's a new expansion that's going to get me back or,
I'm
just done or what the deal is. But I'm worried that when I do decide to get back into play, I'm not going to remember how anything works, any of the plugins or any of the controls or my, the keyboard I have set up with little lights and stuff to light up the things I need to do. I don't know.
It's like
I'm just done.
Riding a bike, you never know. But also 12 years is a long time in one game, That's
a
long time.
It is a long time, yeah.
Yeah, 14 for me or whatever it's been. But wow. But yeah, I don't want that thing in there burning money without me knowing it. That would suck.
Yeah.
That's $15 I can use.
Exactly. For Shudder.
Yeah, for Shudder.com. Which I guess Shudder's only like $7 or $8? It's not even that much.
Yeah, no, it's cheap.
I think I might do it. Just for Halloween, Like just crank out all the horror stuff I can think of and put off.
Yeah, it's not like because there's nothing else really that you've got.
No, there's no queue.
there's no series that you've started and not finished. Or...
No. No movies I've committed to that I haven't watched. Or any of that. Just
what was the movie? Oh, did you finish Saints of Newark?
Yeah, I did. It's good.
Okay, good. At least you finished
it. I did. I totally finished that, and I still recommend it. That was my recommendal last week. And the thing I watched this week for today's recommendals, I totally watched.
Oh, cool.
But good. You make a fair point.
It's funny. We watched. What I thought was the last episode of the season of Ted Lasso last night. And I'm like, oh my God, what a way to leave it. And then, because I thought, oh, there are only 11 episodes this season.
Yeah.
I don't know why I thought that. I don't know why I thought there were only 11 episodes, because I think I had it written down, when we could start watching it to be able to binge and not have to wait for episodes.
Yeah.
And I completely miscalculated, because then it said, watch episode or season 2, episode 12 now. I'm like, oh, thank goodness. We're going to get some resolution, hopefully. Yeah.
Well, first season only had... What did we have first season? 10?
10, I think. 10 in the first... Yeah, first season was 10?
Yeah, it was originally called 10 Lasso. That's what they're going to call it. But my understanding is somebody... Who told me this? Carter, maybe. She's in the chat, so she can deny this or confirm it. I can't remember who told me this, but they were supposed to have... They did 10, because that's what they did first season. Mm-hmm. And then very last minute... Apple's TV executive people that they have running that Apple TV Plus stuff came and said, we need two more. And so that's where the Christmas episode and the weird Coach Beard thing came from. Is those two were not afterthoughts, but they were add-ons, and they had to quickly jam it together and figure out what to do. And I think quite well. I like them both.
I really like that Coach Beard episode. It totally reminded, and you pointed out some great stuff online. It's like, oh, didn't even get the symbolism in the episode. I thought it was just like, all right, this is a great episode just focusing on Coach Beard mm-hmm. and a beer fueled night of craziness that reminded me of After Hours. Dunn, Scorsese, I think.
Scorsese, yeah. Old Scorsese movie.
Scorsese comedy.
I feel like that's the Scorsese movie that no one's seen, but those who have know it's him. But it's like no one knows that's him doing that movie. It's kind of like how, what's the Ridley Scott movie that he did that no one ever thinks of as a Ridley Scott movie? Thelma and Louise. No one ever goes, Ridley Scott classic. No one thinks that.
Or The Straight Story.
The Straight Story from
Dead Lynch.
Lynch, yeah. Man, yeah, I love that movie. It's so good. It's weird. It's rated G.
He's waiting for Buscemi to show up and shoot somebody, and he never does.
Never does. Never does.
I haven't watched episode 12, and I'm not going to name any names, names that start out going forward and then backwards,
Yeah.
Palindrome.
Yeah.
But somebody in the chat room says, yeah, I took issue with this random storyline, blah, blah, blah. And then they jump in ahead in time and da, da, da. It's like, is that in episode 12? Oh. And this person says, well, if episode 12 was last episode, then yes. I'm like, okay, that's the episode I just said I didn't watch.
Oh, yeah. Brian hasn't seen it yet. No spoilers. No spoilers. We're up to that exact same point. We're at the last episode, so we got to watch that.
That's like something that Mysterio would do, or the Kingpin, or
yep. And there were, by the way, in that Coach Beard episode, there's the keys. There's a bunch of other symbolism in that thing. And if you want to go nuts, there's like Reddit holes you can go down where people just go crazy with the theories and stuff. But I don't know. We had an interesting time with that episode, to say the least. It was an odd deal, and I liked it. So,
yeah,
more weird things. It's fine with me. All right. Also, we got some snow. Not here at the house. We got ice at the house. Everything that was wet overnight is frozen now. Mm-hmm. It's 32 degrees outside Fahrenheit for those not familiar. And the mountain got a bunch of snow. So I guess that's it. I guess we're here. That's
us too. Yeah, no, it's funny. We're watching the news this morning, and it's like, well, if you're going into the high country, you're going to want to have chains on and stuff like that. I'm like, oh, okay, I guess I guess this is going to be here before too long. Crazy neighbor was out there yesterday covering up his plants. He's got a huge garden.
Yeah.
Impressive garden with lots of peppers and tomatoes and eggplant and lettuce and radishes and all sorts of stuff. And we get every once in a while, we get some of his, we're not going to be able to eat all this. You want some of this? We're like, yeah.
Yeah.
But he was out there, we're not out there helping him. We reap the rewards, but we don't say, well, can we help you cover things up and prepare for the frost?
Sure. Does he grow any weed?
I see everybody in the chat room asking that, you too. No need to. Yeah.
It's legal there.
We can get anywhere we want.
That's right. Dispensaries everywhere. Yeah. That's right.
I don't know how well that grows outside in Colorado. I think you need to have a greenhouse with weed.
I don't know. Is it? I wonder about that. Like certain climates probably are less conducive to a good crop of weed, I would assume. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know.
No, that's cool. That sounds like he's got the green thumb, which I do not have.
Yeah.
I can't grow shit. I've tried.
No, I had that arrow garden in the house that, which was great. And it, chunked out a bunch of tomatoes and jalapenos. And that thing just grew out of control. So we finally moved it.
We had to put it down.
Killed everything and emptied it out, washed it out. And we've currently got it in the garage for the next time we feel like we want to grow something.
Sure. It's like a dog. You grieve and then you put it down and then you...
Well, okay, yeah.
You move on to your next garden. That's how
But a dog doesn't produce tomatoes or jalapenos is the problem. Well, if they did,
cats
would be in some real trouble.
Oh, man. Imagine a dog that could produce fresh produce.
Vegetables.
Yeah. Think of that. We would have all our problems solved. It'd be amazing.
Right.
what breed would do it? It'd have to be a big one. Like,
oh, no, it'd be great because you have the little dogs who produce the little cherry tomatoes, and then the big dogs are producing like the heirlooms.
Oh, yeah. Okay. No, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Great big squash.
Little
coming
ghost
off
peppers
of
out of a chihuahua.
Sure. That's the only stereotyped possibility is that the chihuahua would make those small chili peppers. Huh. Interesting. Oh, Bezos bent Bill's flight pin. What? What's going on? We're getting
bent Bill's flight pin. Are you just trying to get us to do tongue twisters?
Yeah, I don't know what's going on there, Merrick. But I guess there's some probably post flight interviews going on with Shatner. He finished his flight this morning.
Yeah,
and his 11 minutes in space.
It was amazing.
It's Captain's log.
I made love to the spaceship.
It was shorter than I thought.
He makes love to the mountain.
Someone sabotaged the ship. It's been sabotaged. All right. Well, anyway, there's all that good fun. How about some more good fun?
Yes.
How about Dunaway
fun? One of my favorite parts of Wednesday.
Yeah, I like this part. If I can get it to work, here we go. All right, it's a Dunaway incoming. That means you guys are going to call in. One of you is going to call in and win. Maybe, you know, if some of you who've won a lot lately, maybe, you know, open the door, let someone else in a little bit, you
maybe,
know?
Maybe put Skype down for a little better or
whatever this is. Google Voice. Don't use your Google Voice. Or I guess don't use this phone number, but 801-471-0462 is the number if you want to call it and you can join us. Hey, look who it is. It's Brian Dunaway, who has shown up once again on a Wednesday to play some Tadpooley feud with us. Hello, Brian.
Oh, hi, Scott and Brian.
Hi.
Oh, hello, Brian.
Hi.
How you guys doing?
Oh, you know.
No, I don't. That's the reason why I asked.
I'm a little
how
tired.
How you doing?
A little tired, but
okay. I'm sorry to hear that.
That's all right. What are you going to do? Hey, did you see that gif in the in our Discord there? Can you see that?
Are you working? But before you answer that, maybe you don't want to open that.
Yeah, you may not want to open that. I don't know. But apparently, because they widescreen Seinfeld,
episode. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I know.
There's now a visible nudity in Seinfeld now that it's 16:9.
Yeah.
Get out of here. Wow, that is just such a small bit of extra aspect ratio.
Yep.
Aspect ratio. I
read you.
Side.
She was coming from the other way, maybe. Yeah, oh, well.
It's just a side note, if you know what we're saying. Yeah.
Side note.
Well, anyway, it's good to have you here. We're going to take a call and see if we can't sucker somebody into trying to win some prizes here. Let's find out who's on the phone right now. Good morning. Who is this?
Oh, hi. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Who's this?
Yes.
Hi, this is Lisa, L. Fleming 221 in the chat.
Hello, L. Fleming 221 in the chat. How are you?
Good.
Oh, fantastic. Guys. I'm glad you called. You're going to be part of our goofball game today. Brian will explain.
Fantastic.
Yeah, and we'll let Brian explain it and tell you what you could win, Brian.
Well, first off, Lisa, where are you from?
Duluth, Minnesota.
Duluth.
Duluth. Cool.
That's great. There's season 2 of Fargo had a really great Duluth moment. Anyway, continue, Brian.
All right. Anyway, it's time to play the Tadpooley feud. I've surveyed the Tadpool on some nerdy topics, and Scott and Brian are going to have to predict the answers that they gave us. And it's Scott and Brian's job to see how many of those answers that they can guess. Lisa from Duluth, your job is more important than ever because you're going to be working with either Scott or Brian. And if your team wins, you're going to get a prize package that includes a couple of Steam games, courtesy of Wesley.
Courtesy.
Sure.
Roki, R-O-K-I, Roki, and Narita Boy.
Oh, Narita Boy is fantastic. Yeah. I love that game.
Really good. Oh. Yeah. That's an awesome game.
Cool.
Yeah. I think Brian's the one that introduced me to that game. Dunaway did.
Yes, I did.
It's really good.
Nice.
Anyway.
All right. You guys need a topic, don't you? This is another one that somebody recommended. And I pulled from the previous survey into this survey, or previous recommendations into this survey. So put your hands on your buzzers and get ready for this 375 people survey, or Tadpoolers surveyed with their top 10 answers to this. What is your favorite 80s cartoon? Scott.
I may have an advantage. No, I shouldn't have advantage.
Why
Brian's...
have an advantage against me? Come no, Brian's on, got, man.
The amount of time, the amount of lag that you would hear is the same as I was here because Brian, it's Brian saying it. So now that I think about it, I have no advantage.
You know, Brian, you could always buzz in a little bit early because I'll probably still finish the question in the lag time that it takes for...
I know.
All right. Favorite 80s right, cartoon.
Give them time to think. What's Sorry. Your favorite 80s cartoon?
Favorite 80s cartoon. Let's go with Voltron.
Voltron. Show me Voltron. Good one. Number eight on the board. There's seven answers that'll beat it. Brian.
I'm going to go with Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Show me Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Oh, wow. Yes.
Number two on the board.
I thought it was early 90s. So. I must have that wrong.
In late 80s, early 90s was the Turtles. But if I know the Deadpool.
Yeah. Keep in mind, it's not. Never assume these are factual. Just assume that these are answers that the Tadpool gave us.
All right. Fair enough. That means that right. Brian and Lisa are in charge That's and right. large here. Yeah.
Yes. Cool. So, Brian and Lisa, you guys have control. Lots of answers still on the board. What you guys got?
Yes. How you feeling about this topic, Lisa? Are you a big 80s cartoon fanatic?
Love it. Gen Xer.
Oh, good.
Gen Xer, yes. Gen X is in the house.
That's the correct
All right.
Correct
you, want, you want to give me one or you want me to pull one from my hat?
Go for it, man.
I am going to go with Transformers.
Oh, duh.
Love it.
I hear those
Love
are robots in disguise.
They are.
Sometimes they are, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Show me Transformers.
Number one.
Number one answer on the board.
Yes. But that's not a good thing. I wanted something low.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Then I'm going to go the other direction. I'm going to give it. How's about, Lisa, what do you think about... The Smurfs, little blue Smurfs. Maybe they're on the board, but still there.
I was
there.
Literally going to say Smurfs. Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
Nice.
Papa. How about Papa and all the baby Smurfs?
All right. La, 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 la. Show me the Smurfs. Number nine.
Ooh, a nice high pointer there.
That is.
Yes. That's what I was wanting.
You were going for high points, and you got high points.
Right.
High points.
High points. Now, Scott said Voltron, but immediately I was thinking a Thunder. Thunder. A Thundercats
ho. Thundercats ho! Ho!
I thought you were going to start going into some Imagine Dragons there. all right, show me Thundercats.
Yeah!
Ooh, well done. Number three on the board.
That's
you're
too high.
Great.
I think that's exactly where it should be, about third.
That's too high. I was hoping that would be lower. Lisa, what are you thinking now? What do you got in that GX brain? What was that?
G.I. Joe? I don't know.
G.I. Joe's a great one. That was also on my list of ones to listen. Yes.
Yeah. Came home from school every day.
Go, Joe.
Came home from school every day and watched it at 3. It was great.
That wasn't a Saturday morning, or that was
no,
like a
that was an afternoon thing for
syndicate
me.
Syndicate afternoon.
Yeah,
business.
That was. Yeah,
sure.
Never saw a single episode of it. It wasn't if I wasn't clear. show me G.I. Joe. Trying to give that away. Number four.
Okay,
G.I. Joe.
G.I. Show me G.I. Joe show. All right.
And now I'm starting to get a little worried because I know a whole bunch more that my how about we? Everybody's still
There's
talking
a
about.
Lot.
Everybody's still talking about the He-Man.
Yeah, but definitely He-Man.
Yeah,
you gotta think. Has it been higher?
It's got to be on there.
But He-Man, I have the power.
Show me He-Man.
Number 10.
I think we have found the wheelhouse.
Yeah.
Firmly.
I think we've established.
Brian's wheelhouse.
I think we've established that I own the subreddit for 70s cartoons, and I don't own the 80s just because somebody already had it.
Mm.
I didn't know that. How active
is
your subreddit?
I didn't know that either. So are you constantly like booting articles that talk about shows introduced in 80 or after?
Yeah, get out of here with that crap. Yeah, what's wrong with you people?
So hold on. How active is your subreddit? I want
the
this.
70s cartoon, not as active as I'd like it to be. It's pretty slow.
Yeah.
Apparently people who were watching cartoons in the 70s weren't big Redditors.
Sure.
So what about people who bring up things like H.R. Puff and stuff and the Croft Superstars? Do you say, nope, this is just cartoons only?
I'm totally down with that. Anything. All the right. 70s was a beautiful, weird time, and I'm always down with any of that stuff. Of course, the 80s is as well.
All that was, of it is. It's all good.
One of my favorite Ted Lasso like quick jokes was, well, I'm just going to have to call HR. All right, well, you tell Mr. Puffin stuff I said hi. That's a joke that only somebody over 40 would get.
Yeah. And that was funny because I heard that joke, got it. And then when he reminded me that only if you got to be 40 or older to get it, I went, oh my gosh, he's right. No one knows who H&R Puffin
stuff is.
Totally.
Nobody knows what H&R Puffin stuff is.
Yeah. Oh, I love that, though.
There's,
so good.
There's a couple of them I'm worried about because I know the tadpool is pretty diverse between
gyms. So fast and loose with the rules. But
yeah, that too. They're pretty. And you know, I would be in big trouble if I didn't mention my significant other's favorite cartoon from that time is going to be the Care Bears.
Care Bears.
Care Bears. We seem to have an agreement. Okay.
All right.
I hope it's not on there.
That's her favorite? Holy cow. All right. Show me Care Bears.
Oh, I was a little worried about that. I was a little worried.
Care Bears, let's see.
I didn't want to hand that over to Scott, because Scott's just as good at 80s cartoons as I am.
25th on the list, Care Bears.
All right. Well, I know what my daughter wants me to say, but I don't think we'd get lucky with the one that her and I like. So we're going to hold off on that for a moment, and we're going to put... We're definitely in the 80s here. I just want to make sure I don't screw up and carry into the 90s.
Once again, tadpool rules.
Tadpool does not always equal accurate.
All right. With that knowledge, I'm overthinking it.
You're overthinking it, man.
I am overthinking it. Where was Thundercats 3? Okay.
Yeah.
Shit.
Thunder. Thunder shit.
Let's do Brave Star.
Interesting. Right. That was a brave answer.
Yeah.
Very good. All right. Show me Brave Star.
Damn it.
That's more of a 70s kind of jam, right? No. I mean, it's not. It's 80s. But
no,
it's
80s. I mean, if anyone would know, Brian, it's going to be the owner of the Reddit.
Right. I think people feel it, even though it's not true.
Yeah.
Brave Star, surprisingly, not even a mention in the list. I would think it would get two or three votes and nothing.
I'm Blame. Brave Star. Y'all are wrong. That show's great. It's good.
Oh, of course it's great.
Yeah.
Now, I'm gonna revisit... If you weren't watching the Care Bears during the 80s, surely you were watching the Rainbow Bright. Are we Rainbow Bright people? Do you think, Lisa?
I don't know if the tadpole is, but it's definitely up there in the ratings.
Right. I think it's Rainbow Bright.
Rainbow Bright. We've even got a Rainbow Bright in the chat room. So
we do. And who gave us sent us excellent representations of ourselves.
That's right. Little puppets. Okay. All right. Show us Rainbow Bright.
Oh.
I'm kind of surprised, actually.
Starting to feel the tadpole's a little manly over there. Maybe a little more manly than I care for.
Might be manly.
Let's see. Rainbow Bright... not on the list. I'm surprised.
Really?
I'm really surprised by that, because that isn't just an inaccurate. That's not an inaccurate thing. That's just lazy on their part.
All right. Super Friends was technically 70s, but they did have a run in the 80s, but I don't think anyone cared about them because they were kind of really bad by then.
Right.
Oh, geez. Why is this getting harder? Okay.
Sorry. Did I just slurp my coffee?
I love it.
It's all right.
I love it when you do that, because
I'm seriously trying to stop doing it.
It brings an attitude to the show. It's like, yeah, I'm not even listening.
Like, slurp my coffee. Don't care.
Yeah, it's like, don't care. I mean, the only way it could sound like you didn't care more is if you were eating an apple nonchalantly.
That misophonia or misophasia or whatever it's called with the sound bothering.
Yeah.
If you have been diagnosed with mesothelioma,
with people? What is the apple representation in movies and TV? Is like, if you want to act like you've got something to do, but you just don't give a shit, you just eat an apple and you walk around. Okay.
Have you ever seen AP Bio?
I have not yet. That's on my list. On my list.
That is a. There is a. Every episode sight gag dealing with that exact thing.
Oh, that's great.
Love it.
I'm already interested in that show. Now I really want to see it.
Yeah.
All right. I'm
the apple sight gag, gotcha.
Yeah, that's the one. That's the one that put me over the top. All right. I'm going to assume a bunch of people in the tadpool forgot that this was 90s and put it in 80s, given that the movies are in the 80s. So I'm going to say the real Ghostbusters, because I know that's popular.
Oh, that's a really good one. Yeah, and it's on people's minds right now.
Yeah. I hope this is on there. Gosh, dang
it. Let's look. Show me the real Ghostbusters.
Damn it.
Oh my God.
That took a really long time.
I don't think, I think Brian did it. It just took longer than
Exactly. I clicked it. It took a while. Yeah. I would have taken, Ghostbusters/Real Ghostbusters. I know they're two different shows.
Because they're two different IPs.
Some people would put Ghostbusters, and I wasn't sure if they meant the original or the new. Number 14 on the list, Ghostbusters.
That would have been a good one.
Yeah.
And are we sure? I swear 90s, but maybe it was earlier. All right. Whatever.
Right.
I'm going to stop thinking about dates. List.
Lisa wants to steer me in a different direction. I'm going to go with the most manly of cartoons, Thundar.
Whoa.
The Barbarian.
Thundar the Barbarian.
Thundar the Barbarian.
Thundar.
And his pal the rock thing.
Ookla.
Ookla, yes. I love those characters. And the Schmooze. Weren't the Schmooze in there too?
Oh yeah, the Schmooze. They did a little extra show in the Schmooze. I'm not sure.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, all right. Thundar the Barbarian.
That's
Final Strike. So Scott,
people thought that was 70s because it's not. You think it's 70s because it has that aesthetic, but it's an early 80s.
You know what I'm thinking of is the Herculoids.
That was
70s, but that also had that's the one that had the schmooze in there.
Yeah. And they're both Hanna-Barbera, and they look like...
There was a very similar look to those. Ookla and then the big rock dude had kind of a similar look. Ookla.
Now, if I get 10th here, does that
win it? Well, no, you'd need... So let's see. You're down by 16 points.
Yeah.
So if you get 10 and 6, 10 and 10 and 6 ties, 10 and 7 wins, 6 and 7, you need 10.
I have to have 10 no matter what.
You need answer number 10 and...
10 and one, either, of the, one of the
you're
others.
You're still in it, Scott. Exactly. You're still in it.
Yeah, all right.
I like this. I was figuring out the ways you can win. This is good. Strategy is what this is. Some strategery.
Strategery.
By the way, did I mention Thundar was it was on the list number 16?
Oh, it was.
Okay.
And that was definitely 70s, right? So
here's my Thundar people.
Yeah, these people don't care nothing about no decades. All right, let's do let's go with
80s. I'm telling you, Thundar was the 80s,
man. I thought Thundar was 70s. You sure?
You can think that, and I said that.
Yeah, Herculoids I knew.
But it's not.
I don't know if I believe you. All right, let's go with I just had it. We don't have any of the Disney shit going here. What's it called? Now I forgot. Oh, DuckTales. DuckTales. Oh.
DuckTales.
Woo!
Disney shit DuckTales.
Yeah.
I think that's in the title. Yeah, yeah. Show me DuckTales.
Ooh.
Yeah. 1987. Number 6.
Okay.
Oh my God! If you can hit that number 10, man,
then you tie things up. You need 10 and 7 to win.
Okay.
Run the board.
You need to run the board to win.
Let's do.
You could do it.
Let's go. The X-Men series. I used to love that.
All right, show me.
I'm still crying over Jean Grey.
Square in the 90s. It's even called
the 90s.
Was it 90s?
That's
the 90s X-Men.
That's the 90s. Yeah.
Let's see though. Did that? Even though that was in the 90s,
right? How about some snorks?
Actually, nobody even mentioned.
No one mentioned X-Men.
X-Men, and yeah.
They're worth watching.
How about the Bouncy Bears? What do you think about that?
I don't know what the hell that is.
Gummy bears.
Oh.
We should do it. Throw it everywhere.
Why do you call them Bouncy Bears?
Because they're bad.
Because they bounce because they're gummy?
Oh, my God. Did you watch any cartoons other than...
I only watch cool boy cartoons, not the freak... What point do you think my 14, 15, 16-year-old self would ever sit down and watch Care Bear or Gummy Bears?
If the cartoon characters had eyelashes, I didn't watch it.
That's weird. How about Shirt Tails then? No, they had eyebrows. Remember Shirt Tails?
No.
Eyebrows are okay. Eyelashes are out. If they have eyelashes.
What is Shirt Tails?
Care Bears had eyelashes.
Yeah, Shirt Tails were kind of like the Care Bears that lived in a tree and they had their own shirts.
They have their own shirts
with little happies.
We're just watching the homeless people outside or something.
You know what?
You remember this?
I found it on Wikipedia just now. You're right; it exists. I've never heard of this.
Look at their funny little car deal, huh?
I am a cartoon wasteland. Man.
And they have their own shirts. Oh yeah, look, they have eyelashes though.
Yeah, they have eyelashes. 82.
I was gonna say. Yeah. I was gonna say Heathcliff and Friends, but that kind of kept spinning through the 80s, even though it started during the 70s.
Why don't I just tell you the answers?
Yeah, tell me the answers.
Yeah. Apologies.
Number 7, Show Me. I would have guessed that was 90s, but...
definitely 80s.
Maybe late 80s. Yeah.
And finally, number 10, Dungeons & Dragons.
Of course Dungeons & Dragons.
Yeah. Especially Tadpole.
Some of the rest of the top answers here, Scooby-Doo or Pup named Scooby-Doo. There was an 80s.
Yeah, it would have been Pup during the 80s.
Gummy Bears, as you mentioned. The Simpsons came in right at the tail end.
That's
true. You know, kind of a different way of thinking than the rest of these. Robotech, Chippendales, Rescue Rangers, Garfield and Friends.
GoBots.
Gem and the Holograms, had a couple people mention that one.
That's outrageous.
Muppet Babies, She-Ra, Princess of Power, Star Blazers, Super Friends, let's see, Danger Mouse.
Blazers.
That was John K. started on that.
Yeah.
Danger Mouse?
Yeah.
Danger Mouse, yeah.
Oh, cool. Spider-Man and His Amazing Friends, Batman the Animated Series, I think that was later, Battle of the Planets, Count Duckula, Gargoyles, Heathcliff, Mr. T.
Heathcliff was there.
Mr. T cartoon. I used to watch that.
Mr. T was great. I mean, it wasn't as good as the cereal, but it was all right.
It was all right.
Yeah. Ren and Stimpy, I thought for sure was 90s, but two people said that
one. Oh, that's 100% 90s. They got that wrong.
Yeah. Snork, Silverhawk, Speed Racer, Turbo Teen.
What about Mask?
I said Mask.
Did you say Gargoyles?
I did say Gargoyles.
Because that's definitely 90s. Yeah. 90s as hell. Yeah. That thing.
Yep.
Batman the Animated Series, totally 90s. Absolutely 90s.
Right.
Bruce Timlin.
Yeah. Let's see, Frankenstein Jr. and the Impossibles. I don't remember that one.
What the hell?
Jace and the Wheeled Warriors.
Wait a minute.
Kid Video.
Frankenstein Jr.?
Frankenstein Jr. and the Impossibles.
That sounds terrible.
Yeah.
All right.
Yet somebody named it as their favorite 80s cartoon.
Wow.
I didn't discover Speed Buggy until the 80s, but I think that was a 70s cartoon.
Oh, yeah. Like, what about, where was Captain Caveman? No mention of Captain Caveman.
That was 70s.
That was 70s, really?
By the way, until the 80s. Okay, for the record, Frankenstein Jr. and the Impossibles, 1966 through 67.
Yeah. That was a lot of recycling.
We also had Jetsons, a couple people said, and
none of that is 80s, man. Yeah. You guys. I guess they were all showing reruns, so you could say, the Bugs Bunny and Roadrunner Hour or whatever could be on there, but it's all cartoons from the 40s. All right. Well, we did it, and that means that
we have
a winner. Yeah, Lisa, you won. Here.
Winner, chicken dinner.
How do you feel? How do you feel about your big win?
Super awesome.
Oh, that's great. Here's all you
Let
have
me
to do.
Let me know what you think of that Naruto boy.
Yeah,
that
game's great. It really is good. And all you got to do to claim this stuff is send Brian an email, coverville@gmail.com, and he will hook you up. And congratulations.
Yay.
Brian, once again, you helped somebody walk away a winner. How does that make you feel? How do you feel?
It makes me feel pretty good. I love today's topic. Like I said, I was worried because I'm like, ooh, if I hand this back to Scott, he's going to run the board.
Didn't we a couple years, or probably more than that, maybe 5, 6, 7 years ago, you and I talked about doing an entire show dedicated to like old
Absolutely.
Cartoons.
Absolutely. Dude, I could go on. And if we cross that over with some serial history.
Oh, what a way to do that, right? Get some some Count Chocula and watch an 80s cartoon.
That could be a really fun show. We could do a seasonal show and it would be like 8 episodes a season.
Dig in really deep into the Kellogg family and all that bullshit. Yeah. It'd be great.
Yeah. I don't know, I have to think about this.
So we could talk about the Satanic Panic and how it affected cartoons, and it would be so much fun.
Yeah, it would be a lot of fun. All right, well, we'll workshop it, everybody. We'll let you know how that goes. We did a Boop Show yesterday. That was fun. Lots of games talked about, so check that out. This weekend we got Film Sack, where we watch...
We changed it up. And it's
right. It's the Rob Zombie.
It's the not the one we wanted to see. But the other
Leader of the Damned, or
yeah,
House of a Thousand Corpses is gone, And so in its place, it's like the nubules or something like that.
The nubules?
I can't think of what it is.
Something like something of the damned or something of the...
It does sound like it's a damned thing.
Shit.
I'm pulling it up right now.
Okay.
Go to quick sack.
Now we must know.
That actually would be the faster thing for me to do. Lords of Salem.
Lords of Salem,
of course.
Lords of Salem.
And it's the one, it's actually the one of their, one is of his higher reviewed movies, but I'd never heard of it. So that'll be weird.
His daughter,
as long as it's more human than the human,
Queen,
I'm good.
Yeah. Sparkle Happiness Zombie or whatever her name is the main.
Oh, that's right.
Is that one weird looking dude in it? The
Sherry died? Moon, Sherry Moon Zombie.
Oh, there you go. Didn't his who's the old Al Haig or Haig Sid Haig?
Oh, Sid Haig. Yeah, he's in there.
Is he in there? Okay, that was kind of a rule. If Rob Zombie makes a movie, Sid Haig signs up and gets in there.
Maria Conchito Alonso is in this one.
Wow,
great. Dee Wallace from E.T. Bruce Davidson, who's in a bunch of Bruce Davison.
Yeah.
In a lot of this, as well.
Yeah.
I don't recognize any of these other names.
Well, that's
seen
good.
Dee Wallace a couple of times in the film.
Oh, Meg Foster.
Oh, okay. Look, Sacktober means sometimes a lot of people we don't know. Okay. That's the rule.
Yeah. And that doesn't make it bad.
No. In fact, it makes it just right. So check that out this weekend. It'll be a good time. And you guys should check it out. Filmsack.com. All right. Dunaway, you have anything else you want to say before I kick you out?
Absolutely. This past Monday, I was guest on Cord Killers. Killing them cords. What's happened on the streaming? Tom Merritt, Brian Brushwood, and Bryce, all wonderful people.
Yeah.
I had a good time.
Heard you guys talk
about it. And I wore my Halloween wig, and they didn't call me out on it. It was amazing.
Oh. They probably thought that must be his real hair.
They haven't seen me in so long. I thought, this is the perfect opportunity.
Yeah. So it worked.
Perfect.
Did you wear it the whole time?
Did you wear it the whole time, Brian?
You wear it the whole time?
The whole time.
Yeah.
I played into it. I never said anything. I just pretended like it was all groovy. What?
That's hilarious. I'm gonna clarify something because we're going to get emails. Sherry Moon Zombie is Rob Zombie's wife, not daughter. I was thinking it was the Kevin Smith situation, but it's more like the Tom Hanks situation.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
You put your wife into your movies.
I like that it's a situation. I do like that.
Yes.
Brian Dunaway, kiss our butts. We'll see you later. Bye now. All right. There goes Brian. And now here we go into some late breaking news. Time for the news brought to you by.
Brought to you by Raisin Bran Crunch. You know, a one-cup bowl of Raisin Bran Crunch is about 312 calories. So enjoy that.
Wow.
And top it with some almond milk. I don't know how would I know any of that business.
I don't know. That's impressive.
Thanks, Noom.
Yeah. Are you doing the almond milk? Do you like the almond milk?
I do like the almond milk. I like the oat milk better, but Tina likes the almond milk better. So, you know.
Can we
just please get almond milk? It's not as thick as the oat milk.
Oh, that's too bad. Oat milk is very good. It's my favorite. Of the fake milks made from other things, it's my favorite.
Right. Julia. Mine too.
Yeah. All right. Police in the news. We got some police in the news.
Mm. Sting and Andy Summers and
all those guys.
Yeah, okay. All
Tantric
right.
Sex and Dune and all that. The police, actual law enforcement, find accused leg thief with said leg strapped to his head. Methinks we're missing things.
That's
in
where
the
you
headline.
Store it.
Yeah, that's where you keep your leg, right? Kevin or Kevion Hooks.
Kevion.
That sounds like a big company that's just destroying
like
rivers.
A bottled water company.
Yeah. Kevion, the freshest water. Let's see. Was arrested on an armed robbery charge in which he took a prosthetic leg from a victim. So that's the leg in question here.
According to the Rocket tell him to get that leg?
Did no, but now that you say it, he should have. According to the Tulsa Police Department, the victim stated that Hooks came up to him with a large metal spike. Well, that's a hell of a weapon.
Jeez.
A large metal spike.
Like a railroad spike?
I don't know. It doesn't say.
Yeah.
Large
I want to know more about the spike. Like what?
Wouldn't there
just be like a shank? I guess if it's not a thin blade, it's not a knife.
Right. And if it's a spike, a proper spike, then you'd say like railroad spike or
Yeah, right, exactly.
Something else.
Spike. What it's just like a metal cone, a sharp metal cone.
It says, let's see, took the victim's backpack and also took the victim's leg. Hooks even asked the victim the worth of each item he was stealing, including the leg. How much do you think this leg's worth?
He's a thief and he's Antiques Roadshow all in one.
That's right. He wants to know how he's going to get paid. When Hooks was
stars.
When he was apprehended, they found him with the victim's leg strapped to his head, of all things. Police say they took the leg off of his head and gave it back to the victim.
You'd think he just put it in the backpack.
That's what I'm saying.
He stole a backpack. He's got a method of storage for the leg.
Right. And strapping anything. Oh, the dogs are going off. Hold on.
Oh. Who set off the dogs?
It's probably some. It's just some.
Police I hear siren. Doorbell. I hear the dogs. I thought it was a doorbell, but
yeah,
that's what
it's the dogs. If there's any kind of siren of any kind, this is how they sing for about an hour now. So.
Who set the dogs off?
Cops. Anyway, there's that story. We're skipping this William Shatner one because it already happened. He's gone.
Right. It's done.
Yeah.
Done that.
It was delayed, but then only a day, and now he's here.
Yeah, it's funny. When I heard it was delayed, I thought, all right, so it's going to be like next week. No, just a day, and he went up, he came back.
Yep.
Less time than it takes to run over to the CVS and get some Kevion bottled water.
Kevion, yeah. Oh, it's so refreshing, the Kevion brand. Love it. It's not just your average tap water. They really do something with it. It comes from Mountain Springs, that Kevin.
That's what I hear.
Here's a fun one. After his family members contracted COVID-19, Ozzy Osbourne, you know Ozzy Osbourne.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He says worshiping Satan protected him from the virus. Now, I don't know about you guys, but when we grew up in the 80s, it was always rumored that Ozzy Osbourne worshiped Satan. But we all laughed it off going, parents don't know what they're talking about. I think he just confirmed our parents weren't lying the whole time. Ozzy Osbourne worships Satan.
Do you think it's just him joking? And maybe I'm being daft by asking that question when it's clear he's joking. I don't know. It feels like he's, you know, like something he says to the press. Oh, yeah, Satan protected me from catching COVID.
Well, let's find out. Ozzy Osbourne is thanking Lucifer himself for protecting him from the coronavirus. The Grammy Award-winning heavy metal icon credited Satan for covering him during the pandemic. Even his close family members contracted the disease. My wife had the virus. My daughter had the virus. I never got it, he told Metal Hammer. Being a devil worshiper does have its good points, he says. So yeah, he's probably...
There we go. Being a devil worshiper does have its good points.
He's
so.
Probably just dinking around. Yeah. Black Sabbath frontman, longtime spouse Sharon Stone... Why do they Black Sabbath's not together anymore? What do you? Well, that's a dumb line, right?
I'm more curious about the fact that you see Sharon Osbourne, but you say Sharon Stone.
Oh, did I say Sharon Stone?
You said Sharon Stone. if we're gonna question that last sentence, I'm gonna wonder why the Basic Instinct star is the.
Yeah.
Spouse of
yeah.
The
good
Black Sabbath
good point. You can deal with the fact they didn't put former Black Sabbath frontman, but
right,
but
yeah.
The fact that Sharon Stone is possibly married to him, I don't know where that came from. It just came out. Anyway, she tested positive for the deadly virus, which has claimed the lives of 700,000 U.S. citizens to date. The 69-year-old Emmy Award winner posted. Okay, hold on a minute.
Yeah,
she's 69 or he's 69.
She's 69. He's like.
How old? Oh, he's 72.
72, yeah.
So if he's only 72, 20 years ago, was he 52?
Maybe 52.
When they were doing the Osbourne show? He must have been.
Yeah, yeah.
We all thought he was 100 then.
Because he sounds like he's lived a hard life. Eating bats and snorting ants and it just takes its toll on you.
I guess. I don't know.
Oh, he wasn't the one. Who's the one that snorted dance? Was it Ozzy or was it
Iron Maiden? Motley Crue guy, wasn't it?
Motley Crue snorted dance. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. I don't remember which one, though. All of them, maybe. I don't know. Which of the crew did it?
Yeah, which of the crew? It was the Motley Crue.
I always like to think Mick Mars did all the weird stuff because he was so creepy, but he probably is the most normal of all of them.
Yeah. No, let's blame it on Tommy Lee.
Yeah, Tommy Lee deserves all the credit. I guess that dude, all he does now is bonsai trees. That's all he does. I say he's on.
Really?
His wife has a TikTok, and on that TikTok channel, It's just him out sitting in like in the yard with a table putting a bonsai tree together. It's
what's
weird.
Great is it rhymes. Tommy Lee's bonsai trees.
Yeah, he should have a company and sell the trees. I agree with that.
Oh, Claire says it was Nikki Six that snorted the Ents.
Oh, okay. Well, that's fine. But Mick Mars had that great look that made it look like he was Satan himself, you know?
Yeah, right.
But then he never had any big controversies, I don't think. I think it was just all pretty chill for him.
Yeah.
Although, didn't he have a cancer scare? He may have. I don't remember.
I'm sure he did.
Ugliest man in rock and roll, that guy. Just an ugly, ugly man. Who would you give it to? Let's do the awards for ugliest man.
Ugliest man in rock and roll?
Yeah, no women, just men. And who's the ugliest of all of them? Is it Mick Jagger? Is it Keith Richards?
Mick Jagger's up there. I feel like Bob Geldof.
Oh, yeah, he's really ugly. Slash is ugly only when you pull the hair away. When you keep the hair down his face and the hat on, he's fine. Iggy Pop.
Oh, Shane McGowan.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, Iggy Pop is up there. Shane McGowan. Yeah.
Rod Stewart looks fine. I wouldn't put him on the list, Luke.
He's okay. He looks like the late, great Glenn Headley.
Oh, yeah, a little bit. Lyle Lovett, sure.
Oh, a little Steven Van Zandt.
Yeah. All the Ramones are ugly.
All the Ramones, especially Joey.
Yeah, Joey's really ugly. Kenny G, come on now.
Lyle Lovett has a weird, he's just got a weird, unique look to him. I don't know if I'd say. I worked with a woman in that place, the newspaper sales software company. Mm-hmm. Our salesperson, Amy, dated Lyle Lovett.
Whoa.
Before he was with Julia Roberts.
Nice. What's he doing now? What's up with that guy now?
During the pandemic, he had a video, like a show that he would put on. You pay by tickets, kind of like what Stephen Page from Bare Naked Ladies was doing. A few people were doing this, and he had Elvis Costello on, and we paid and watched him interview Elvis Costello, and it was great.
Cool. Yeah, it's nice to see he's got stuff like that going on.
Yeah.
Someone in the chat said, let's see, that the story is not true. Jarrett? No. Icor says the ant story is fake and was just from that Dirt movie.
Really? It was way earlier than the Dirt movie. That's been...
I feel like I knew this rumor when I was in high
school. It's been an urban legend. It's been an urban legend longer than Dirt.
Yeah, I feel like I've known about this a lot longer than that. Because that movie came out like, 2-3 years ago is all?
Yeah, we're going to be actually watching that for Soundography coming up this next month, November.
Nice. That's excellent news. we're gonna take a break. When we come back, Tom Merritt, I believe, will be here to talk about tech stuff, and then I hope Nicole after that for some recommendals. Stick around, Brian. Let's play a song in the meantime.
We're going to a solo artist by the name of Sam Fender. I hear this and I hear a little bit of Arcade Fire, maybe some Kings of Leon in it. I totally dig this. He has a brand new album coming out called 17 Going Under. And this is the title track. Here's Sam Fender, 17 Going Under.
I remember the sickness was forever. I remember snuff videos. Cold September's, the distances we covered, the fist fights on the beach, the busies wound us up. Do it all again next week, an embryonic love. The first time that it's scarred, embarrass yourself for someone, crying like a child, and the boy you kicked Tom's head in still bugs me now. That's the thing, it lingers and claws you when you're down. Your beauty and leave you spent when out to offer. spent my teens in rage, spiraling in silence. And I arm myself with a grin, cause I was always the fucking joker, buried in the humor, amongst the white noise and boys, boys, locked the room talking lads, lads, drenched in cheap drink and snipe bags, a mirrored picture of my old man. Oh God, the kids are damn hard. Can't each other, but he looks sad.
If there's one thing I really like, it's a good podcast, you know? I mean, not just like our show, but like really well put together, cool shows. Well, I got some good news for you. American Scandal. It's a podcast from Wondery that takes you deep into the heart of America's dark side to look at what drives cutthroat competitors to succeed at any cost, whether legal or not. The new season, L.A. Steals Its Water, tells this infamous story about how Los Angeles stole its water supply from California's Owens Valley. That's pretty interesting. William Mulholland, superintendent of L.A.'s water department, and Fred Eaton, L.A.'s mayor, set about on an ethically questionable task, you might call it. And they start buying up land from farmers in Owens Valley, not telling them that they're going to be using that land to build an aqueduct and, you know, basically redirect all their water down to Los Angeles. And they knew that it was for LA to prosper, and they knew they needed more water to make that happen, and the only way they could do it was steal it. It ignited this really ugly war, turned kind of deadly, between local farmers and LA big shots. Grudges last to this day. Amazing stuff. You're going to want to listen. It's really good. Listen to American Scandal on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or you can just listen a week early. How about that? And ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app. Listen to American Scandal on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or that Wondery app. I think you might be happy that you did, because it's really good.
When I first saw the movie Coraline, I can't imagine how in that universe they had button eyes.
Yeah, the parents were a little creepy, weren't they?
They were.
Why aren't notes up?
For a ghost, you bleed just fine. This is the Morning Stream.
Hey, We're back, everybody. Welcome back to the program. That song once again was...
That song again, Sam Fender, the title track from his brand new album, 17 Going Under.
Sam Fender.
Sam Fender.
Not to be confused with Samuel Rear Left Quarter Panel. It's not
right,
the same
guy. Right, or Freddie Fender. No relation to Freddie Fender.
Right, or Bender Fender. Fender Bender. No, I don't know what I'm saying. All right,
no relation to that either. Yes.
We're gonna get Tom all up in it and do some tech talk here. Let's see if I can get that going.
With the computer, as with any tool, the concept and direction must come from the man.
That man, as you know and love, is Tom Merritt. He joins us as he does every Wednesday to talk about the goings on in the tech world. Thank goodness, because who else would? Tom Merritt, welcome back to the show. Hi.
Yep. Nobody else.
Nobody else would do it. What am I?
He reads
alone?
The news that nobody else wants to touch.
That's
technology.
Right.
Technology.
Right.
All the news that's unfit for your eyes.
I mean, I'm not going to bring Patrick in here and do his French tech show. Forget it. I need American English. Damn it. So DTNS right. is on the menu. That's just how it's going to work. Nothing wrong with France.
Well, gosh, I never felt more patriotic than when you. Say it like that.
As I disparage the French people and their language. All right. Hey,
Patrick.
Tom, it's good to have you here. I assume something's brewing out there in tech world. What's going on?
Yeah, a little different take today. Next week, everybody should know, we're going to get loads of announcements. Apple has an announcement that will likely be new M1 or maybe it'll be M2 or M3 based MacBooks, probably MacBook Pros. We're likely to get new AirPods. Might get a few other surprises. We'll see. Mm. And Google is going to have an announcement about new Pixels and maybe some other stuff. And Samsung has a surprise announcement next week. Nobody's quite sure what that will be, but it seems from the tone of the invitation that it might be around the smart home or services or something like that. I doubt they're going to announce another Samsung phone at this point, but hey, you never know.
Sure.
This week, however, a little lighter in the news. Yesterday, we had Stephanie Humphrey on talking about the Tesla lawsuit, racial harassment lawsuit. So that's definitely worth a listen, both on Daily Tech News Show yesterday when Steph was on, but also on The Tech John, which is a great show of its own. And today I will not be on Daily Tech News Show because every so often I have to take a little time out to do research for another show called Know a Little More. This week's Know a Little More will be about RCS. You may have heard about Google casting some shade on Apple, saying, hey, why don't you get RCS in your text messages, in your iMessage? Come on, Apple, join the club. And if you're wondering what RCS is, well, I will tell you on Know a Little More this week. But the short version is it's a standard that lets you do a bunch of things that message apps do already. So you might think they're a standard, but they're not a standard on text messaging. So anybody who's texted someone on Android and had them drop out of a group chat, or texted from an iPhone to Android and they don't get the full picture. Yeah. They're like, that's a tiny little thing. Yeah. That's because they're using SMS, and RCS would let every text messaging app, no matter what operating system it's on, do all of those things, group chats, rich messages, and everything. In fact, RCS stands for Rich Communication Service. But Apple has not incorporated RCS into its messages app yet. Android has.
They should, because from iPhone to iPhone is, I would call an RCS-like experience. Like it's very rich content. But if they're not adhering to a standard where other devices and other operating systems can't join in they can't join in one way or the other, that seems bad. They should do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, that'd be great. The reason that all that stuff appeared in messages before was SMS wasn't capable of it. RCS, however, has been developed for a few years. I don't know if it's the Apple predilection to want to keep you on iOS, so they want to make it hard for you to message off of the iPhone. There have been some emails leaked in the Epic case that implied that maybe that was where their head's at, because they didn't want to make a version of messages for Android, or whether it's just a cost that they don't feel like is worth bearing, that it wouldn't bring that many more people to the platform. So implementing RCS is not high on the priority list. Could be both.
Yeah, it could be a little bit of both. Well, interesting. I'd like when I have certain family members, when I send them a like a tap back, like a thumbs up or something, they get a message that says, Scott really liked your thing. He put a heart on it or whatever. And then they repeat their message again. And it's just kind of horrendous. And then also I get weird stuff from Android people that I can't read on the other end. And so it's just annoying. I wish they would all unify. I understand, though. I mean,
it describes people to WhatsApp and Telegram. And
Signal. It does, right? Like, makes me kind of want to use WhatsApp more, but I don't know. It's a messaging. The messaging world is a weird world. It's a strange thing. But all right, then. And no major outages or hacks this week? Nothing like, tearing the tech world?
Would. So far, so good. Yeah.
The week's young.
Yeah.
Because last week was crazy.
That's an interesting question, though, because we generally on Daily Tech News Show do not cover outages. When there's a big outage and everybody's got their hair on fire and they're posting on social media, oh, Instagram's down or whatever, we generally ignore it. And the reason we ignore it is it's usually not a very interesting explanation. It's usually over in an hour or two.
Yeah.
And by the time we would cover it and publish it and then someone go to listen, the outage would be old news and people are like, why are you talking about that? So the Facebook outage last week and the Twitch hack, because we don't always cover every single data breach, sadly, because there are so many of them, they have to be particularly interesting for them to cover. So when I say that, because when you say there haven't been any outages, I'm like, no, they probably have.
Yeah,
they're probably just not newsworthy.
Just
outages.
Not big ones that have shocked the foundation of the tech world the way that the last couple of did. But anyway, there's still time, because at 2:30 today, maybe something will break. We don't know. But Rich Straffolino will be sitting in for Tom. I'll be there. And I think Sarah and Roger and all the usual gang. It'll be great. So tune in and check it out and see what you think, because we're going to have a good time. Tom, Mary, anything else happening on any of your writing or anything else you're working on right now?
Well, yeah, you know, I just want to point out that if you want a deeper explanation of why we cover things, I do something called the Editor's Desk on Patreon, patreon.com/DTNS, where every week I will go into something about the show. Often it's somebody writing in and asking a question. Why do you do this? How do you do this? So I've talked about story selection. Last week I went in depth on why we don't cover outages and hacks and things like that. So if that is of interest to you, it's at the associate producer level and above. You get the Editor's Desk in your own little private feed, patreon.com/DTNS.
That sounds great. Tom Merritt, everybody.
Cool.
You know, he's Ace Detect on Twitter. Follow him there. We'll see you later, man.
I sure am.
Bye now. Sure am, he says. Sure am.
Sure am.
Sure am.
Sure am. Quick note, Nicole's running a little bit late. I told her we'd go ahead and get started with ours and have her jump in when she gets home.
Excellent. No worries at all. She's a busy lady about town, you know, stuff going on. She has things to do, places to go, people to see. All right. Well, on that note, let's do a little of that. Here we go. We're going to do some recommendals. Yeah, that's right. Stuff we've seen on streaming services that we recommend to you guys at home. And the tradition stands that Brian begins this little fun fest. So, Brian, you want to explain any of these clips we got here?
I will begin. Yes, I've got a series and a movie today. Let's start with the series. This is a mini series, so not a continuing series. And there you go.
All right, here it is. Number.
What else to tell you?
Here's number one.
Breakfast 7, lunch noon, dinner 7:30, and all of our guests eat together.
And how many guests are there?
9 total. It's very intimate.
It all looks so fabulous. I mean, I already feel better. I really do. Is this not fantastic?
Yeah.
And this is our spa.
Wow. I mean, you rarely see engineering like this in a resort. The craftsmanship, the attention to detail, incredible.
Hey! Napoleon!
Genghis Khan. Patton.
Oh, I get it. No, Napoleon Marconi, that's my name.
Oh, Francis. I thought we were doing a military thing. I think I've lost my guide.
Yeah, super to me. You here for the 10-day retreat, us 2.0?
I certainly am.
Ah, there you are. Thought we had a runner for a second.
Oh, what is this?
Tailored specifically to your metabolic needs, so please do not share. Also, it has been precisely constructed, so please be sure to drink it all.
That is just the best.
What is this?
That is a show called 9 Perfect Strangers, a miniseries called 9 Perfect Strangers. Tina read the book, and so when this got released as a miniseries or made into a show, she wanted to jump in and watch it. And I was expecting, all right, it's just going to be this like everybody finds themselves and figures out who they are by the end of the series and blah, blah, blah. It's a lot more than that. It's actually really, really good. It stars Nicole Kidman as this Russian woman who's formed this spa treatment facility called Tranquillum House in Northern California. And it, but then you kind of find out that this resort isn't what you think it is. And there's an important reason that you got to drink your entire smoothie. Melissa McCarthy, you heard in that clip, Michael Shannon, you heard in that clip.
Well, there you go. Yeah, I'm already sold. Michael Shannon is great and everything.
He is great. Like it is some of the best Michael Shannon, you'll ever get. And
he's one of those actors where all you have to do is say his name and I will watch the thing you're telling me about.
He's fantastic. Bobby Cannavale is in this as well, and he's, for me, Bobby Cannavale is one of those people as well.
Yeah, he's great. Love that guy.
Grace Van Patten, Samara Weaving, who was in that that hide and seek Blumhouse movie a couple years back with the family that's trying to kill her. Oh yeah, Jason from The Good Place, right? A completely unrecognizable, what's his face? You know the fourth dude, the dude who's not cheaty in their main group of four,
right?
He's in this Manuel Jacinto and Jason Mendoza on The Good Place. He's unrecognizable. I mean, he's recognizable, but he's playing such a different character in this. He's great.
What's his name? Manny.
Right? Manny Jacinto, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay, here he is. Oh, he looks different even in his IMDb photo.
He does.
Yeah. Weird. Okay.
Samara Weaving, is she? Okay, she's related to Hugo Weaving, so.
Oh, really?
Whenever I see her acting and not having a British accent, she's.
Well, he's Australian, but yeah.
She's Australian. Oh, she is Australian.
Well, he's Australian. He is, but yeah.
She is too. She was born in Adelaide, it says.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. Wow. I didn't know they were related. That's crazy.
That is crazy.
You know why? It's because I don't know if I've seen anything with her where she has done anything with her native accent.
No.
And so I just assume, you know, she's from here. She's really good at it.
Yeah. She is. Huh. She plays a character that you would think she would play when you see. Would you see Samara Weaving, like this kind of Instagram influencer followers, that sort of thing?
Oh, she's cool.
She is really cool. She's really, really good, but she's playing this character very, very well.
I like her a lot. Okay. I had no idea they were related. That's nuts.
Yeah. So 8 episodes, they're about an hour each. It's a thriller mystery kind of thing. And, Regina Hall is in this. She's excellent. Kind of gets really dark there as well.
Yeah.
Anyway, 9 Perfect Strangers. It's on Hulu, and it's good. It's very good.
All right. Well, you had me at Michael Shannon.
Yeah.
Tell me about this second clip here.
The second clip is a movie, and this is a movie that I hadn't heard about. It came out this year.
Mm-hmm.
And we were planning on watching it before we found out that it takes place in Ireland.
Oh, well, very nice. Let's play it now.
Really?
Where's the money?
Money?
Frank.
That was the only bag.
The only thing I can't put my finger on is where's the body?
Body?
Frank.
It's in the boot of the car.
Frank, man.
The way I see it, you got two options. One, kill me, which wouldn't be very smart since I'm your only shot at getting out of this mess. Or two, you confirm my suspicions that the fella you ran into was coming to kill me, in which case you saved my life. If the second is true, then thank you. And we should consider joining forces to get the hell out of here and sell those drugs before its stepdaddy comes knocking.
I already like it because I like how they talk. So
sell those drugs.
Yeah.
This is another one. It's like, wow. Okay. I never realized that she wasn't American either. That's Olivia Cooke, who, if you saw the show Bates Motel, she was Norman Bates' friend that had the oxygen hose on her nose.
Oh, yeah. She was great on there.
She was great. And she's great. She's actually British. This is a film called Pixie. Came out last year. And has Ben Hardy, has Calm Meany playing a character named O'Brien. Come on.
That's great.
Yeah, I mean, like stepping right into that Star Trek connection.
Yeah.
And even has Alec Baldwin as Father Hector McGrath.
Oh.
See, Alec Baldwin with an Irish accent.
I also really like Frankie McCafferty, I think is the actor. Yeah, there he is. He's in this too as Father McGinley. I like that dude. Maybe it's a small part, but.
Let's see.
I like that dude a lot.
Cool.
He's an Irish fella, for sure.
See who that is.
Yar.
This is good. It's like a road trip heist movie. I mean, it's like all those things we really like. Road trip heist movie, double crossing, things like that. Olivia Cooke is fantastic. She carries the whole business because she's so good. But Ben Hardy's good. It's a really sweet heist film. It just happens to take place in Ireland. And there was one scene, there's just basically one really quick scene where we saw something that we saw while we were on our trip. Other than that, nope. Even though a lot of this movie takes place in Sligo, there was just a bridge that she rides on her bike.
Mm.
And it was like, oh yeah, we were on that bridge. And then that was the only thing we recognized.
But, maybe did they film it somewhere else or something? No,
I think they really did film a lot of it. In Sligo and in Western, in Dingle. They go to Dingle. We didn't go to Dingle. Did not go to Dingle.
If we're going to drive a long time, we need to go Dingle before we leave.
You need to go, exactly. Did you Dingle?
Yeah,
did you go Dingle yet? I'm not going to stop this car so you can Dingle.
That's right.
So this is streaming on, what did we watch it on? Showtime. So if you're doing the Paramount Plus deal where you get free Showtime,
yeah,
then you can watch this on there. Otherwise, Fubo has it.
Oh, Fubo. Fubo's all right.
Fubo.
Yeah. Fubo's never really let me down when I've had to rely on it.
It's fine. Called Pixie. PIXIE. And
very nice.
You know, watch it. Watch it just for Calm Meany playing a character named O'Brien, or watch it for Alec Baldwin's Irish accent.
Yeah.
But
yeah, get in there. And that first one sounds great too. I need to get both these on this giant list that never ends.
The never shrinking list.
The never shrinking list. All right. I'm going to make a recommendal. This is a new season of something I recommended before, but the new season makes me want to recommend this new season. So I'm doing that.
Sure.
I watched the whole thing. It's only 7 episodes. Where the hell is my clip? Hold on. There it is. Let's see if you can probably figure it out. Here you go.
Can you tell me about your dating history?
My dating history? What? Oh, I don't have any. What? Is that a serious question?
I've never been on a date before.
Something always seems to either go wrong or kind of trigger my flight reflex.
I never had a girlfriend, not even when I was in high school. I'm on my quest for true love, and I cannot give up on that.
All right. So
wow, I don't recognize this at all.
Recommended this last year. It's been a while, and I don't know if anyone ever ended up seeing it in our little group, but the first season of Love on the Spectrum was last year. This is a new season.
Oh,
and it's basically it's basically a bunch of although in this case there's an American girl involved, but she's now living in Australia. So I don't know. It's still mainly people in Australia. Some returning from last season, some new people. And then some people who were covered separately in last season are now actually dating each other in this season. But anyway, it's just a show about a bunch of people who are on the autistic spectrum trying to make their way in the dating world and figure out how to navigate these relationships and get past the awkward stages and, you know, take somebody to dinner for the very first time and then meet their parents and all this kind of stuff. It continues to be just the most cathartic, wholesome, kind-hearted show. Mm-hmm. And it's never mean. It's never
exploitative.
Feel that way at all. It just feels like this really, I don't know. There are parts of life on the spectrum that I actually find appealing, and it's going to sound a little bit weird. And I'm not saying I wish the whole world was autistic. It's not really what I'm saying. But what I mean is there's a certain sweetness to some of these folks that is really hard to replicate in real people or regular people, I should say. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I just wish there was more of that aspect in people who aren't on the spectrum, who are less on the spectrum. They're just so sweet and kind and just want to do the best they can and the right thing in the right situation. And it's just a real sweetness to it that I just love. So I'm going to recommend it again because the new season's great. It's awesome. And I know chat rooms, like, there are no regular people. No, I get it. I understand everybody. Truth is, if you really looked at the entire thing, we're all somewhere on a giant spectrum. Okay. I get it.
Sure.
I'm not saying that. What I mean is in more average personality types, I wish some of these traits were more prominent. I'll put it that way.
Okay. Makes sense.
They're just so nice and kind and sweet and just lovable and funny. They're funny as crap. And they don't even know they're being funny half the time. But they're just so, I don't know, so just want to be around these people. It's great. It's up on Netflix. Both seasons are there. The latest season, of course, bingeable all at once because it's Netflix. And it's just a wonderful, beautiful series. And I recommend it. Like, if you like reality shows or documentary-style reality shows, this is like... Okay, here you go, Brian. I got the perfect comparison. Yeah. British Bake Off is to other cooking competition shows that Love on the Spectrum is to other relationship reality shows. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it totally makes sense.
So what makes British Bake Off special?
It's more wholesome and less... Yeah. Those people did come there to make friends.
Exactly. There you go. If you want a less jaded view on the world, I think it's a real good time. So do check it out. All right. I tried to add Nicole. Oh, she's here now, I think. I think she has arrived. Nicole has arrived. Like a carrier in StarCraft 2. Hold on, let me see if I can get her to...
We have a Nicole.
Yep, I think she's coming in. I think I'm ringing. That's
cool. Yeah, Tina really liked the first season of Love on the Spectrum, so maybe I'll watch season 2 with her.
Yeah, I think you both really enjoy it. The Michael guy who's in both seasons is... I think he's clearly like the star of the thing because he just is such a breakout... Interesting, funny character. I shouldn't say character, but
yeah, I know, but I know what you mean, right? Yeah. Like, it's, you know, they're, we see them on TV, they're characters.
Yeah, they're kind of characters. Yeah. All right, she didn't answer, and I don't know why. Hello, Nicole. Answer thy phone.
Okay.
Oh, Nicole has arrived. Hello, Nicole.
Yay.
Hello.
I'm here.
Hi.
I'm here.
Oh, you're fine. You've been you had to run around a busy thing or something.
I was getting groceries.
Oh,
didn't really have much food, so I'm like, I'm gonna drop off the kids, go get groceries, and get back in time for recommendals.
Yeah, you got to eat. I understand completely. No, it's good to have you here. You missed all our stuff, so we're jumping straight to yours. Let's go to Nicole.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What did you guys recommend?
Brian recommended two shows. Brian, tell her the name.
Yeah, let's see. Hold it. Yeah, well, no, she's going to guess. What's your guess?
Did one of you recommend Squid Game?
No.
No.
Did that last week.
I did last week, though.
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes.
I wasn't here last week, was I?
No, you were not
here last week. I had the book fair.
Yeah. How was the book fair?
Gotta let those books ride the Ferris wheel and
you go dunking for paperbacks. Yeah, it's good. It's a good time.
So our digital teacher librarian is only half time at our school, and it's his first year, and he's like, "Oh, they want, you know, Scholastic wants to do a book fair. I've never done a book fair, and I'm not here the whole time because you do it for like 4 days." Yeah. I said, "I'll help." I really wanted the book fair. I love the book fair. It's like some of my best memories. Aww. Saving up like my $5 to go in and go shopping in the book fair.
Yeah.
So
that's pretty cool. How do you feel about a bookmobile? You like those? I like those.
I like anything that encourages people to read.
Yeah.
There you go. Like,
yeah. When I was a kid, I just thought.
Adult, kid, whatever. Yeah. Read. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Whether it comes in a car or a library, read a book.
One of those bookmobiles that pull up.
It's still reading. It's all reading. Like, I know some people are like, oh, graphic novels. It's reading.
Yeah.
I don't care. It's reading.
It is reading. So that's right. So I keep telling myself every night as I read those graphic novels.
I get a magazine every month, and I have to convince Tina that I'm only getting it to read the articles.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
It's not for the hardcore pornography.
Tina. I'm reading.
Yeah. Yeah, it's fine.
I don't know about this podcast if this is reading.
Yeah, podcasting, listening to a podcast, not so much reading, but
not so much reading.
So
there's a thin line, you know, that's a slippery slope there.
So our recommendals so far, Nicole, were Nine Perfect Strangers, Pixie, which is a movie, and Scott had Love on the Spectrum, season two.
Yeah, season two.
I'm ready. What was it? Okay. Love on the Spectrum?
Two,
Love
yeah,
on the
season spectrum, two.
Season two.
Because I did season one last year. So I'm doing, I did the two. Spectrum. Yeah. This is good. You guys get to see behind the scenes here, how we do things.
Yeah.
Good.
All right. I wrote it down. Excellent. All right. You ready for mine?
I am so ready for yours. What do you got?
Perfect timing.
It's a fun one. All right. Here you go. Wait.
I believe you.
Away, Brian. Look away.
All right. Looking away. Look away.
All right. I'm hitting play on this look away.
I remember that raid.
Here we go. Wait, where it is? Oh, look away, little girl.
To the home of fear and fright, where not all guests survive the night.
Oh, I'm excited about
souls
this.
Oh, me too.
Live to tell, and those who don't will rot in.
What's the matter with you? You can't say that. This is a family show.
What are you doing?
Welcome, foolish Muppets, to tonight's very special Halloween challenge.
We just have to survive the night in this haunted mansion.
Everything here will seem familiar. But your eyes may deceive you.
Whoa.
I'm the mysterious Madame Pagota!
Wait, stop!
All right, I'm all in.
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard it's good. I heard it's really good.
It's been on my list, and there's a great cover in there, too.
Oh, is there? Nice.
It just came out a few days ago. We watched the day it came out. I loved it. Yeah. So this is The Muppets Haunted Mansion.
Mm.
It is a million times better than the Eddie Murphy Haunted Mansion.
That's a low bar.
We watched that one too. Yes, we did. Yeah. We're fans of the Haunted Mansion ride at Disneyland and Disney World. We talked about the behind-the-scenes Disney attraction. They did one all on Haunted Mansion. How
great, the behind-the-attraction with that, yeah.
Disneyland, you actually go down underground, but in Disney World, don't you go up?
Mm.
I think you just stay on the same level. It's just a fake rumble elevator, yeah.
Gotcha, okay.
Yeah.
So.
Wait, the California one takes you underground, though? I didn't know that.
Yeah, you go.
I always thought it was
remember
fake.
At the very end of the ride, you go back up because there's no way you're going to fit in that little tiny house.
Right, you're right. Yeah. I guess it makes sense now, but I guess I always thought it was fake. I just thought there was a rumble and it was just making me feel like I'd gone somewhere, but I didn't know I was actually going somewhere.
You actually went underground because it cools down too.
Yeah.
Ever been on it?
Yeah.
You heard what the heck? Voice of Lego Batman. Will Arnett.
Yeah.
Will Arnett. He's in this. Mm. So it's Pepe and Gonzo. They've been invited to the Haunted Mansion to stay the night.
Is Rizzo the rat pissed? Many. Is Rizzo pissed because Pepe went? Like, where's Rat? Where's
I'm okay, because I do not like Rizzo. Aww, I prefer the Pepe.
He's okay.
I prefer the Pepe.
I like Pepe too, but he's okay. He's all right.
How could you not like Rizzo the Rat?
I don't like Rizzo the Rat. Like Muppets in Manhattan, not a fan of Rizzo.
Yeah, but sorry. Muppet Christmas, he's great in that, right?
I'm just not a fan of the Rat.
Oh.
Fair enough. Or King Prawn any day.
Yeah, fair enough. I'll give you that.
So this is so fun. I honestly watched it. The kids went off and did something else.
Really? They didn't stick around like they were bored with it or something?
I think Ava got a little scared. You know, she's still really young and she's adorable. This little light, you see this little light here?
Mm-hmm.
One of those little headlights that you can, she had it last night. I'm in the office, the lights are on, and she comes up and she's like, I'm going to tell you a scary story. She had it underneath her chin. I'm like, who taught you how to do that?
That's cute. That's super cute.
So
that's awesome.
She likes the idea of scary. When it gets really scary, she's like, I'm out.
More than the execution of scary. Yeah, gotcha.
Yeah.
So does this mean that we're going to start getting like regular great Muppet content? Because I'm all for that. I don't know,
but watch it so we can. I mean, the voices are off because, you know, the actors have changed. Yeah. And
we don't have some of them around anymore, sadly.
Yeah.
One got fired. The voice of Kermit got fired.
Oh, he did?
Yeah. That.
Who I thought the voice of Kermit was Jim Henson Jr. or whatever.
Yeah.
So it was what's his name? Somebody in the chat will know. He got fired.
I didn't know.
Steve something or other.
Here it is. Steve Whitmire, voice Kermit the Frog, in a statement of the, 57-year-old actor was fired after repeated unacceptable business conduct over a period of many years.
Oh,
and
geez.
he never would address it.
Sexual harassment here.
It doesn't say what he did.
It was hard. I read that he was very difficult to work with. He demanded a lot. He kind of, I don't know if any of that's true.
Yeah.
That's what I read.
Yeah. It's Matt Vogel now. Is he in this? Is Kermit in this?
Kermit's in it.
Okay. All right. He's just not the main, he's not the main deal. It's mostly Gonzo and Pepe.
Well, yeah. Gonzo and Pepe. And then all of the characters kind of come in, whether it's referencing them at a Halloween party, as in real life, or as a ghost character in the mansion.
Okay.
I don't know how that works, but I'm okay with whatever. And too hard.
Yeah.
And a lot of fan service for people who love the ride as well.
Yes.
Yeah.
Cool.
They kind of hit it right off first scene. You get a fun musical number in the graveyard with the faces on the statues.
I'm guessing
and the
it's
things.
Grim grinning ghosts with a bunch of Muppets doing the heads.
Yeah. So you get the, you know how as you go down the ride, it's like this person died and how they died, and they kind of go through that. And so you get some cameos. I think, what's his name from AFV? He used to be on Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Alonzo. The dance. He does the dance. Alfonso Ribeiro.
The guy who played Carlton.
Alfonso. Alfonso Ribeiro. It's him.
Alonzo Ribeiro.
Yeah. Oh, Ed Asner is in this? Like the last thing he did before he died. Oh.
He's one of the ghosts. And I was like, oh.
Oh, Ed Asner. Let's see.
Yeah,
was this the last thing he did? Because I would love that.
I think it might be one of the last things he did.
It is one of the last things that are out. I guess he had a bunch of stuff in pre-production that's still coming out. So. I loved him, man. He was great. He shouldn't have died. I guess he was 91. He can die. It's fine. But I still like
him.
He can die.
Yeah.
Did you see his Twitter? Or not his Twitter, but his TikTok?
Ed
Asner had a TikTok.
Yeah, I followed his.
It was him cussing.
Yeah. Yeah, he's got a great. I don't know if his daughter was running it, but he had a really great TikTok account that was just funny stuff he would say. And he was really smart. I like that guy. I liked him a lot.
That's cool.
Well, all right then. I'm going to watch this.
Watch it. I want more. I want more Muppets. It was amazing. I loved it.
That's cool. Well, Muppets Now, wasn't that done for Disney Plus, or was that done and just moved to Disney Plus?
Muppets Now? I don't remember it.
Yeah, there was a newer, there was the Muppets that was like The Office, but then like, after that, there was a Muppets that was like The Muppet Show.
It was like they were shorts, and it was all on the computer, and it was like
Zoom calls.
And I was like,
Zoom calls. Oh, yeah, never mind that.
Yeah,
thank
that
you.
Whole
I'm
thing.
Like, no.
That had a lot. Because
we're afraid Muppets are going to catch COVID from each other. Well, I guess you have people sticking their hands up those Muppets, but all right, whatever.
Yeah, that's true. You got to wash that hand before you put it up there. Well, all right, I'm in. I want to. Carter and I are going to watch this as soon as we can because.
Yeah,
we both love the Muppets.
It's cute. It's not that long. I mean, it's not like your length kind of stuff. It's just a really fun little watch.
They need to do more. Just more stuff. Mm-hmm. Just get more going. And I personally liked the weird office thing show they had. I thought it was fine. It wasn't great or anything, but it was fine. I want a world with more Muppets in it.
I didn't like the Office show.
I thought it was fine. It was all right.
Mm-hmm. It was great. Muppets.
So they did a Phineas and Ferb Star Wars. Let's do a Muppet Star Wars.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
That's a great crossover. They got all the money. Fun. Do all the Marvel stuff. Yeah, you got all kinds of opportunities here.
Oh, there's so much opportunity. No kidding.
So much.
So yeah, just
do
it. Have fun with
it. After you see the Haunted Mansion, you could see how that could work.
Do
with
some
other kind
stuff.
Of mashups.
Yeah. I would not be surprised if we see some of that coming from them. That'd be cool. All right. There you have it. Nicole will put these on her Twitter account. It's over there at Nicole Spag. And enjoy those groceries you got.
Go put them away. The ice cream's melting.
read a book.
Yeah. Owen, read a book. It's in a book. Reading Rainbow. Oh, she left. All right. Hey, there you go. That's the end of that segment there. Hope you enjoyed it. And now we're done with the show. That's it for today's programming. However, the reminder must go out that you find people at home. If you haven't done so already, should join us at patreon.com/TMS and help the show continue to survive and thrive. It's super easy to do. You can find all the levels there and be like so many before you and be a part of why TMS exists. Patreon.com/TMS. Send your feedback to themorningstream@gmail.com. That's themorningstream@gmail.com. It's time for us to go out with a song. I don't have one, but you do, I'll bet.
I do. I planned ahead and brought one, as a matter of fact. You probably noticed that I planned ahead and put in all of this week's songs really, really early.
You did. I wondered about that. I thought maybe, I didn't know what to think. That was amazing.
I always wonder if I'm going to get a deal from Lyft saying, hey, if you do 40 rides this week, then we'll give you $750.
Yeah.
And so it's like, all right, if I get that Sunday morning, I want to make sure that I've got all of the week's music planned out, so I don't have to. That's one less thing I have to do before the show.
Sure.
Because that's when I would do it. I would go up to Boulder and do it before the show.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's neither here nor there. Paul, aka Jigger Dad, up there in Canada, wrote in, said, "Hello, Scott and Brian. On October 15th, I'm starting a whole new career. After about 15 years in tech-related fields, mostly working with printers and copiers, I'm moving into the insurance industry as an advisor. May not sound like much, but there are a lot of better opportunities with this career over my previous one. I'm looking forward to being in a better place mentally and physically with no more having to drive and lift so much stuff all the time." Mm. I'd love to hear a cover of Taking Care of Business or any other work-related or BTO song. Yeah, Paul's great. Paul was in my D&D team, along with Barry and Tanner and my son Tristan and various folks. We have not played D&D in months, so maybe we'll eventually get back to that. Mm. Anyway, Taking Care of Business, originally by Bachman Turner Overdrive. Here is a cover, a Cocktail Lounge version, covered by James B. and his Royal Jelly Orchestra. Here is Taking Care of Business.
Very nice. This is also for him and his new job.
Oh, that guy. What does he know about having fun? Work, work, work.
There you go. Work, work, work. All right. Here's the song. We'll see you guys tomorrow for a whole new team. Team ES. A team ES.
Team ES.
Yeah.
Team Wendy, ES.
Wendy will be here and Bobby and all that fun stuff. So be here tomorrow. We'll see you then.
Every morning from your alarm clock warning and take the 8:15 to the city. There's a whistle up above and people pushing and people shoving and the girls who try to look pretty. And if your train's on time, you can get to work by 9 and start your slaving job to get your pay. If you ever get annoyed, look at me, I'm self-employed. I love to work at nothing all day. And I'll be
taking care of business
every day.
Taking care of business
in every way.
Taking care of business.
It's all mine.
Taking care of business. Working overtime.
Work out. If it were easy, you is fishing. You could be a musician if you could make sounds loud and mellow. Get a secondhand guitar, and chances are you'll go far if you get in with the right bunch of fellas. People see you having fun, just a lion in the sun. Tell them that you like it this way. It's the work that we avoid, and we're all self-employed. We love to work at nothing all day, and we be
taking care of business
every day.
Taking care of business
in every way.
Taking care of business,
it's all mine.
Taking care of business, working overtime.
Work out. Get up every morning from your alarm clock, one, and take the 8:15 into the city. There's a whistle up above, and people pushing, people shoving, and the girls try to look pretty. And if your train's on time, you can get to work by 9 and start your slaving job to get your pay. And if you ever get annoyed, look at me, I'm self-employed. I love to work at nothing all day, and I'll be
taking care of business
every day.
Taking care of business
in every way.
Taking care of business,
it's all mine.
Taking care of business, working overtime.
Work out.
Taking care of
this show is part of the Frog Pants Network.
Frog Pants Network.
Get more shows like this at frogpants.com.
Twinkles.
Twinkles.